Two. Recorded live.
Finally, The Rock has come back to WrestleMania. The most electrifying man in all of entertainment. Hosting the most electrifying event in all of entertainment.
This is the glory, the grandeur, the magnificence.
It's just the man.
WrestleMania, live Sunday, April 3rd, only on pay-per-view.
Show. I hope you are all having a good evening. Reggie, do you want to come on and say hello?
Hello, this is Reggie, the co-host of Aftershock.
Yeah, it's eventually here. It's WrestleMania weekend. It's taken us some time to get this up and running with various, you know, like bits and pieces coming in the way. Mainly my fault, so I'll take that one there. But, yeah, it is WrestleMania weekend, and it's been busy this weekend, actually, already. I don't know if we should, do you reckon we should start off with the news? Reggie, there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Do you reckon we should kick off with the news straight away from here, get straight into it, seeing as it is such a busy weekend?
To get straight to the news?
Yeah, let's do it. You know, it's there's a lot to talk about. I think first we start off with
can I tell them what the show is about, kind of?
Well, if you want to go for it, yeah, go for it.
All right, hello, you're on Aftershock. It's Sean Walford and Reggie Tiller, your hosts. This show is going to be about professional wrestling, video games, and electronics. We will mainly talk about kind of sometimes about TNA and the mainstream, but our purpose up here is to help give spotlight to the indie wrestlers because we feel like they are underrated, and we want to give them spotlight, and we want to showcase them, and we will have tons of interviews on this show. And tons of interviews with independent wrestling owners that own promotions. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, we've actually already got one confirmed for next week. I don't know, I've posted it in various bits and platforms and stuff, but I think we'll announce that further down the line on the show, maybe just towards the end. So stick around. It's big, though. It's going to be a good interview we've already got for next week. Let's start with the news then for this week. I don't know if you've seen earlier at Fan Access this afternoon, apparently the Core have beaten up what do you call him, Kozlov, and put him in jeopardy of his WrestleMania match, which was pretty much expected by everyone here on the who's an internet fan as such. It's kind of come just very stupidly, I think, in the way that it's just like been put on WWE and then straight to on Fan Access. You know, I don't think there's a video at the moment of it or anything that's like as such happened, but that's about all we know for now. I'm guessing they're going to have someone replace him. I mean, who would you like to see, Reggie?
Who would I like to see replace who?
Do you know Vladimir Kozlov?
I have no idea. Probably about Bryan Danielson, a.k.a. Daniel Bryan.
I mean, he's already got a match this evening, so I wouldn't, you know, see him as in, like, putting him in again, but you know, it could always happen. I don't know who they're gonna put in, but I think it's a bit of a shame really, because I think you know, we always have this big wipeout after Mania of guys that are gonna get the axe, and I'm pretty much sure that he's gonna be one of the ones to go right after it, especially with superstars being cut by is it WMG, the channel you guys get out there?
WMG?
Yeah. The show that the channel that shows WWE superstars. I think is on like a Thursday night at the same time as Impact, or slightly earlier, around 8 PM. I think it's WMG. Anyway, they've cancelled Superstars, and it's looking more and more likely it's going to be another internet program. Let's go on to the second news story. Sin Cara's made his WWE debut. I don't know, you're a big fan of the indies, Reggie, so you might well have seen him, although he's a Mexican, like, lucha guy.
Yes, I know who he is.
He has made his WWE debut at a house show. Apparently he managed to fit all his like spots as such into 10-minute match. Have you seen any of the trailers they've shown to like build him up as such?
Not really. I haven't seen anything. You mean in WWE?
Well, yeah, they've been placing them all over the place. So there's like on YouTube and the other websites, you know, Daily Motion and WWE.com, but I know no one who really uses that.
Hello?
Hi, sorry, go ahead.
No, I haven't really seen it because I really don't watch WWE. I'm mainly an indie guy, but yes. The Mystico, he's Mystico from Japan. He used to wrestle for CMLL, if I should recall.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah. He was under Mask as Mystico, but apparently that's being overtaken by someone else, obviously, because he's such a big guy, like big star as such. But it'd be interesting to see what he does in the WWE. I see him actually maybe popping up in Mania tomorrow night. Kozlov being put out could possibly be him coming in, but I'd be really stupid to put him in. I see him coming into the Rey Mysterio match as such. But you never know really, do you, if the WWE, it's always all over the place. Let's go... Here's a slightly lighter story. Do you know Dixie Carter, the owner of TNA?
Yes, she makes, and it's sad because the company is not going to last very long, in my opinion, because she doesn't listen to the fans.
She wants to listen to the fans, but she doesn't listen to the fans. She comes across as someone that, like as such, makes her company look great on the outside, but terrible on the inside. But basically, her Twitter account has been suspended for her uploading. Do you know, on Twitter, you got the verified account logo of like big celebrities. They get the little blue tick next to their name.
Yep.
where she basically has uploaded her own one on her account, and a load of fans thought it'd be funny to report her and abuse her, like, not abuse her, like report her for breaking in terms of violation for a faked account, and Twitter decided to react and down the account of hers. So she now has currently hasn't got a Twitter at the moment, but it will be fixed, I believe, very soon, if not already now. I just found that quite funny, really, that no one really cares about TNA, and they thought they'd just have a cheap laugh out of her, really. But it looks like we have got one. And the next story is Hulk Hogan's appearance on American Idol. God, this is bad. Have you seen this? I don't know if you watched it on your TV at home, but we got it on, like, repeat over here. And he basically, is it Ryan Seacrest, the American, like, what do you call him, the guy that does the presenting?
Yep, I think it's Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, Hogan came on, I can't remember, I very lucky actually I switched over in the middle of it, but basically he came out of nowhere after these two guys who, I don't follow American Idol, so I don't really know what was going on, but he come, they're doing really well, and basically the arena sort of stops, and then Hulk Hogan comes out underneath this like move-in background thing, and he's doing all the pose, and oh, sorry, we're getting a call, Reggie. I'm just going to bring this guy on the line. I'm not too sure who it is. Hello, you're on Aftershock Radio. Who's this speaking?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Kyle. Kyle from
I
Need Wrestling.
Yeah, everyone, this is Kyle from ineedwrestling.com, the news website. Kyle, we're basically in the middle of discussing Hogan's appearance on American Idol. I don't know if you've seen it, but it was it's difficult to explain, really. It was good publicity for TNA if they used it wisely.
It was. I did happen to see it. I was a little surprised that they didn't mention TNA at all, though. It was just pretty much a Hulk Hogan appearance.
Yeah, I didn't see the point on that being done. Oh, my audio is coming back through someone's phone. I'm not too sure whose that is. Stop now. Yeah, sorry. Basically, then, because Reggie, our other host, who's on the line too, hasn't actually seen it, and I don't know who else has in the chat room. We've got quite a few listeners at the moment, but basically he Hulk Hogan appeared out the like background, said gave a load of rubbish, didn't promote TNA, and then said you guys are from the through to the next round of American Idol, and then said you're not in trouble but Ryan Seacrest is, and then gave Ryan Seacrest the fakest punch I've ever seen in my life. And he sold it like he'd been hit over the chair repeatedly.
Yeah, it was pretty funny to see the fakest punch I've ever seen in my entire life, but it was entertaining, though.
Yeah, it was insane, and it was just a shame he didn't put over TNA, really. But that's TNA all over for you, really, isn't it? We're going to swiftly move on to our next news story. This is the final one for this evening. It's Michael Cole using a gay slur right after WWE having their issue with GLAAD, you know, the gay lesbian, I can't remember, company. But
that's a pretty big story, isn't it?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, it's like I've heard he's not a stupid guy in person. Obviously, that's going to come across a bit strange from me, but I've heard he's quite switched on when he knows what he's doing, and he obviously does, because he's going up the company like nobody's business. But you know, you just don't go and put that on Twitter in front of everyone, because people are obviously going to take a screenshot. There's, I mean, how many people on Twitter? 60 million or something?
And yeah, there's a ton.
It's just, don't do that sort of thing, you know. Just think before you do it, especially if you want your job saved from being fired. I mean, what's your opinion on it, Kyle?
Well, you know, obviously the guy was in character. The guy's whole Twitter account is character, and he's, you know, has this huge heel persona right now. And I don't, he knows that there's a bunch of people following him. He knows how popular he is and the WWE is. I'm just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if everybody knows the word. I'm not going to say it, but
it
obviously
begins with
it was,
F and it ends in T. Let's just
correct,
say that.
Yeah. It's a very unpopular word, and I just don't know how he didn't process it thinking, he wasn't thinking ahead, obviously. I mean, I don't know how you don't realize that that's going to cause a lot of controversy when you have that many people following you, you know? So,
yeah, it just doesn't, you know, yeah, think before you do something. Yeah.
You know, everybody makes mistakes, but when you're a celebrity or you have that big of a following, you got to think ahead on stuff like that. It's just, I mean, it's just terrible. I don't know how he managed to not pay attention to what he was doing.
We're going to quickly cut an advert break. I believe I'm having some audio issues here, so I'm going to try and fix them. We'll be right back after this with some WrestleMania talk.
Stand there and shut up, because I've got a lot to say.
I am Bobby the Brain Heenan. Get it straight. We're here making television history right now.
Now, for the first time ever released on DVD, the unprecedented collection of one of the greatest managers of all time in Bobby the Brain Heenan.
You know, I'm the kind of a man that doesn't like to be made a fool of. You listen to me, you go to the top.
From his dynamic relationship with Gorilla Monsoon.
Will you stop? Just wait a minute. We're on the air here.
Yes, I know exactly what's going on here.
Why don't you be serious?
To Bobby's controversial time, WCW.
Someone please tell us what is going on, please.
Relive the most outlandish.
My mama tells me to try to catch me. There's a whole much.
Witty.
Well, in Beverly Hills, I happen to know that my mailman right there is Hunchback. I'm just carrying my mail.
And unforgettable moments that has shaped the brains of illustrious career. Bobby the Brain Heenan, available now.
We're out of time. No.
Finally, The Rock has come back to WrestleMania. The most electrifying man in all of entertainment. Hosting the most electrifying event in all of entertainment.
WrestleMania, live Sunday, April 3rd, only on pay-per-view.
We just heard it there. Welcome back to the Aftershock Pro Wrestling Talk Show. I've currently got Reggie with me and Kyle from INeedWrestling.com. We're now going to move on to WrestleMania 27, as you've just heard it there. Let's start as... Well, no one really knows what the card is actually going to go down as. There's been rumors as to what it's been and people saying stuff. I've got the no holds barred match, Undertaker versus Triple H. Kyle, what's your opinion on this match?
This should be, I would say, the best match on the card, if not in the top two. I'm going to say it's definitely going to be Undertaker going over. I don't see the streak ending just yet. Maybe after 20-0, we'll see. But it's definitely one worth their money. I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I know that they've had a previous match at WrestleMania, and they haven't you know, said that on TV or anything, but I think this one will be much different than the last one, and definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they mention it on TV as such, then it's going to kill it even more than they sort of did on Monday night. I didn't really understand the whole having Sean come out to say, you're not going to do it either, like the rest of us already thought. I don't know what his role is going to be on at Mania, whether he's even going to be there. I'm guessing he is going to be, obviously, with him being in the Hall of Fame, which takes place in a couple of hours, I think. But I agree. I think Triple H is going to go out. Undertaker's going to beat H. I don't have any doubts about him not ending the streak as such. But yeah, I think they sort of killed it with the way they said they don't want to have him. No, he's not going to quit. He's going to stick around a bit. I'm going to die trying, which is basically saying, I'll be here when I feel like being here, when the cash is offered to me. But when I don't want to be here, I won't be here. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to say, I think it would be a little bit more interesting if they would have put Triple H's career on the line like they did with Shawn Michaels, but obviously he's not willing to leave just yet, you know.
Yeah, I think the other thing would be like just repeating the same match over again almost. You know, I think they would have got bad publicity with it, and it just didn't really seem that. It's just a strange match how they've built it up. I'm going to enjoy it. I know that it should be good, but it just depends on what they turn up and do.
Just one interesting note on that. The show that was originally supposed to close the show, but now they're saying John Cena versus The Miz is going to close the show. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to close the show as well, actually. I can't see this. You know, no one really is that bothered about Triple H versus Taker in terms of what's going to happen. I think everyone knows that the result is going to be Taker beating Triple H, but it just depends. I think this could be the second to last match on the card, without a doubt. I don't have any problems with that. But yeah, let's move on to some of the other matches. We've got the United States title match, which I think is going to open the card this evening. It's not this evening, tomorrow night even. Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan. Go ahead, Reggie.
I want Bryan Danielson to win the United States title back because it will bring prestige to the title.
You see, I think he's going to actually get the axe on the main finish. Kyle, what's your thoughts on this?
It's interesting. I don't know if I don't know. I'm picking Sheamus for the match, but I can definitely see Daniel Bryan going over, especially if it's the opening match. They're going to want to get the crowd off to a hot start, and the babyface going over does that, so... I'm picking Sheamus, but if it's the starting match of Mania, I can understand Daniel Bryan going over. And personally, that's what I'd like to see. I think he's a phenomenal wrestler, so it'd be good.
Yeah, I think we could see a good match. I'm having audio issues again. Is this coming through onto your feed? Just out of interest.
Oh, what's that?
Is my voice repeating itself on
I got you loud and clear.
Oh, okay, it is for me. I'll just ignore myself then, sorry. I mean, it's I think Sheamus is probably going to win it, but it could definitely be one of the contenders for match of the night. It's just a bit of Daniel Bryan's in a nothing story. He's just got... was the two twins, or Gail Kim, even.
Bella Twins.
Yeah, Bella Twins. Well, he started with them, didn't he? And then he got moved to Gail Kit with Gail Kim. It just seems a bit strange to me. But let's move on to what Sonny's going to match the night. Well, contender for worst match of the night, the 8-man tag match, the Core versus Kane, the Big Show, Santino Marella, and probably not Vladimir Kozlov. I don't know if you've seen that, Kyle. It's he's been injured by the Core at Fan Access. It was announced, I think, around an hour ago, if I'm correct, or 2 hours ago, maybe. But it looks like he's going to be replaced. So what's your thoughts and opinions on it?
Yeah, I heard about that. Apparently, they're saying, or sources are saying that Kofi Kingston will be replacing him. It'll be a fun match. I mean, it's definitely not going to be your match of the night, but it'll be fun. This is an opportunity to make the Core look strong, but I have a feeling that we're going to see a Cobra and the baby faces going over. It is WrestleMania.
Yeah, and then, Kane playing the trumpet, which was just it is bad when they've got Kane and the Big Show playing the trumpet together.
That didn't make Kane look like a monster, did it?
Well, I have younger brothers and sisters who are of the age of 9 and 10, and one of them's 4 to 5, and he thought it was really hilarious. Obviously, the Santino's finisher and Kane playing the trumpet, but it just was like he's meant to be a big scary guy that killed the Undertaker.
That's my point exactly. I mean, he's supposed to be a huge monster. I understand they're going for the children in the audience, and I did laugh at it. But when you're supposed to be a huge monster, I mean, it just kind of broke character.
Yeah, it's just. I think they're just struggling for it. I can see him going actually after the end of the after Mania finishes. We always have the clear out zone. I see him going as well as Daniel Bryan. But it could be the worst match of the night by far, or this match could also be worst match of the night. Dolph Ziggler and Lakel versus John Morrison. Tristratus and Snooki. They had god awful build up on Monday Night Raw, I believe, with some really bad Jersey Shore shots that just looked terrible. They were. Did you see them?
Yeah, I did. I happened to see them. I don't know. There was a lot of hype on the internet about those angles that they shot, and I didn't think they went over as well as people thought they would.
Just an interesting note. Do you know the guy that was hitting on, I believe, both of the girls, Trish and Snooki?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Do you know he works in a indie with what's the guy that works in TNA? The one that does the same sort of gimmick, Robbie.
Oh, Robbie E.
Yeah. He actually works with him in some independent doing the same sort of thing, which I find quite funny. But other than, I think he's got them what they wanted by far. I mean, there's the entertainment sites that I wouldn't even have expected to be having anything to do with. WWE has been posting just even stupid little things about Snooki doing it. And then, sites like TMZ, Digital Spy magazines have got it in them. I mean, promotion for it has been like in terms of in the States? Because over here in the UK, it's not been massive.
It's been ridiculous. I mean, I've seen Snooki on everything from late night television to newspapers, the internet, everywhere. It's nonstop. WWE has definitely promoted her well. I mean, I don't know if people are happy to see her or not at WrestleMania, but they're definitely getting the point across.
I think it's going back to that old factor. I mean, of the bringing the celebrities back in to wrestle. I mean, she's probably do one move. I mean, literally one move, and then Yep. And then they'll just go Dolph and John Morrison for the rest. I mean, I can't, and maybe Trish will do something, but I don't really see the point of having Snooki ruin your match.
I can just picture it now. It'll be Snooki. Snooki will get the pinfall or something like that.
Yeah, I could see that actually. I mean, would it get a good reaction is the thing. But I don't know. It's just a strange thing they've done, but I think it's working for them. And the good and the bad of this is working well for them, but is the match going to be good? And if it's not, and they're still getting really good promotion from it, are they going to get ideas to go on, oh, we'll do this next year, and we'll get bigger stars and we'll have the whole Jersey Shore crew on by next year, you know, having a skit on Mania where they're having some summer party. You know, it's just another thing quickly on the side note that doesn't make sense to me is over here it's rated like a fit between like 15 and 21, not, you know, your PG. I don't know if that's what it's like out there. It's like it's not until after the like 9 o'clock watershed time over here because it's just people, you know, having sex with each other, and it just doesn't seem necessary to have this on your WTV show promoting little kids to go and watch it. You know, as I say, I've got younger brothers and sisters, and are they going to want to watch? Obviously, they don't want to watch, but I can see a lot of people actually going and saying, oh, I want to watch Jersey Shore. I might start watching it, and it's not good. I think it's going to be an all right match. John Morrison and Ziggler will do the most. Let's move on to another match. The Rey Mysterio versus Cody Rhodes match, which has had really good build up, I personally think. It's looking, I mean, Cody looks really scary with that mask on. He looks a hell of, I think Kane should be taking, you know, some lessons from Cody Rhodes here. I think he's looking really good from what he's done. I mean, the mask is hideous, but what's your opinions on it?
I have to agree with you. I believe that's one of the better built-up matches on the card. Cody Rhodes working with Rey Mysterio has done wonders for his career. I think he was kind of at a standstill going into this feud, but now that he's in this feud, I think he's shown his true potential. And I do agree, the mask does make him look, it's different. It makes him look a little leery or scary or whatever the word is. And I think that Cody Rhodes has to go over in this match because I think it would do wonders for his career. I know Ray's the babyface, and I know Ray has a great following. He's one of the top superstars, but I think Cody Rhodes, if he wins this match, his career launches to a new level.
Do you think that the Sin Cara comes through onto the match at any point?
I don't. I mean, is it possible? Yeah, but I think they're gonna save him for the night after on Raw or the following Monday. I don't think they're gonna get him. I don't think they want to overshadow anything. They want his debut to be special. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I think he's been confirmed for Monday Night Raw the following night. So we could see him, but I don't know. Would they ruin it for him and just stick him on Mania? So there's a possibility. But let's go on to the another match we've got here. The Randy Orton versus CM Punk match. This has had in and out build, personally, of my opinion. The acting from Randy Orton's wife a few weeks back was really bad. Really bad to a limit. But, you know, I think this week it was quite good. Punk looked really quite clever when he sort of had been taken out and then Randy Orton had his knee brace on and injured as such and was then waiting for CM Punk turned around and sort of saw him standing there. So I think that was really good, but it's just they keep showing clips of this just after she's screaming, and it's not good acting at all. It's just really, really off-putting. You know, you've got a really good build to start with, and then it's getting better and better, and then they go and cut to a scene of Randy Orton's wife acting terribly. I mean, I don't know what you think about it, but I just, it's going to be mixed. I think they'll have a good match, but the build's not been fantastic like Cody and Ray has been.
I agree with you. The acting was pretty terrible, and everybody obviously knows that's not his real wife. But it's, for me, this feud, it started off great, but for me, it's kind of been lagging. It's been going on for a while now. It started just before the Royal Rumble, I believe, and I actually attended the Raw in Milwaukee not too long after the Royal Rumble. It just seems like it's been going on for a while, and to me, there's no true babyface or heel in here. I mean, I know Randy Orton's supposed to be a babyface now, but to me, he's still kind of that in-between guy. And I don't know. This is not one of the matches that I've been really looking forward to, but it should be interesting. And I'm even though Randy Orton is portraying that he's injured, I see him going over at Mania.
Yeah, I agree with you actually there. I don't know. It's not been the best build up, but it's a bit confusing on who's as such doing, who's being babyface and who's being heel. It's just a bit weird, really. Because
if you think about it, Randy Orton pretty much has done everything that CM Punk would and more. I mean, how is that a babyface, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It's difficult really to say what I'm gonna think of this match when I think it'll be a good match. I'm not saying it won't. It's just whether they'll continue this like knee story and sort of have him keep falling over, and it could become really goofy, if you get what I mean. So I don't know, but let's I'll move on to another match we've had have here. We've got the World Heavyweight Championship match, Edge versus Alberto Del Rio. This has been another kind of mixed, hasn't it, really, when you think about it? It has ins and outs. It just doesn't seem like a heavyweight championship match for me. I kind of wish they'd swap the titles between with The Miz and Edge and Del Rio. I think it would, because I'm not really, it's like, oh, it's the World Heavyweight Championship match, I really should care about this. Whereas if it was with The Miz and John Cena, then I might care a little bit more, especially seeing as The Rock's involved. And if you maybe swap them to have, so that Edge and Del Rio had the championship, WWE championship, then, you know, you could put this high mid card maybe in the center of the show, because this is definitely not going to be one of the ones that is on last, but maybe, you know, before the Michael Cole match, which we'll move on to now, I think, because do you have any of the Edge Del Rio build up?
Well, the only thing I'll say about it is I think it's just well overshadowed by The Miz, Cena, and The Rock. I mean, no, you know, everybody that's tuning in tomorrow is going to be wanting to see what is The Rock going to do with John Cena and The Miz, because who knows, will he help Cena win the title? Will he not get involved, or will he help The Miz win it? Who knows? Nobody knows. I just think it's overshadowed.
Yeah, it's. I think that's what people are most interested in actually buying Mania for, aren't they, though? The whole Rock coming back is actually what people are buying Mania for. I mean, I'm still not 100% sold, and I don't think I'll be staying up to watch it live as such. I'm more likely to watch a replay, seeing as it is on from 12 to 4 a.m. my time. But, you know, is it really... I'm not sure, but we'll move on to that in a minute. But before that, let's go to the Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler match. Again, mixed build-up as such. The coal mine's good, but some of the other stuff hasn't been so good, especially with Michael Cole sending the dodgy Twitter message to I've forgotten the guy's name. Is it Todd? No, Josh Matthews. In between,
oh, I think you're talking about the slur.
Yeah. I think this has kind of affected the match.
From like an outside perspective, not like as a casual fan, I think it has.
Yeah, no, not as a casual fan.
Yeah. The casual fan, I don't think is, especially the younger audience, isn't going to know. They're clueless to it unless, you know, somebody older told them about it. But from like our perspective, I can see how it's tainted a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Because, I mean, like my brothers don't really know about it. And I'm obviously not going to say what he said to them because they're only like 5 and 6 years of age. Whereas I'm slightly older, so I can obviously understand that. But I think it's just going to be difficult to see how this... Because I can't see... I think they've killed Jack Swagger off. He's basically just there as a filler because he's got nothing else to do. And he's probably on a fairly high salary. I think they kind of killed him when they did the whole Eagle thing. That just seemed really stupid to me. You're meant to have this Olympic wrestler who's an ex-Kurt Angle, and then you have, he's got an eagle following him, and he's got his own mascot, and he's got Michael Cole with him. But I don't know, it's just, I think it'll be an all right match. It'll be mainly, Jack Swagger and Jerry Lawler doing most of the stuff. I think basically everyone's going to end up covered in beer, which I forgot to mention. The referee is Stone Cold Steve Austin, which does add something to this. But I think he's going to feel kind of left out, really, because he's not been pushed that much when you think about it, you know, compared to what The Rock has been. I mean, I don't know what you think about Stone Cold refereeing the match as such.
Yeah, I agree. He's just kind of there, but we'll obviously see a stunner and whatnot, but he kind of is just in the mix. He's not really, like you said, The Rock has got this huge role and he doesn't, but and like you were talking about Jack Swagger, I don't know, I kind of feel bad for the guy that he doesn't actually have a match on the card. I mean, that he's just pretty much managing Cole. I mean, but... I don't know. This feud with Cole and Lawler started off hot with me. It kind of died over the last couple weeks, but I don't know. The fans are going to get what they want here, I think. I think Jerry Lawler is going to get his revenge, and the fans are going to be happy.
We'll see what happens. I guess that people are just up covered in beer. And Stone Cold's going to do a few stunners and Jack Swagger and Michael Cole, and it's probably going to I could see this ending the thing if it's going to be a feel good moment, but you know, then again, you've got The Rock and Mania, and he's the main event, you know, the reason why people are actually buying the show. I mean, let's move on to that match now, because that's the final match I've got on my list here. Fairly good build up from what it was. I thought Monday night was really good in terms of the way he was portrayed. I didn't think he sold the feud very well. That was one thing. If they're going to make that the sort of like, if Cena is winning or is about to win the match and he does the FU to finish him. Finish either The Miz or if The Rock does get involved somehow and the guy is knocked out for ages, I think it's going to look really weak, because I don't know if you were watching closely enough, but as soon as he took it and Cena was outside the ring on the ramp and it cut back to a shot of The Rock, he was sort of just on the floor looking at John Cena as if that didn't really hurt me that much. I just was flipped over, you know. It's like, I don't know, is it going to kill the, in terms of, like, finisher impact, as to say. But, I mean, what's your opinions on it, Kyle?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I didn't pay attention to that as close as maybe you did. But, yeah, I can see that affecting a little bit. It's been a good feud for me so far. I think this is obvious. Like you said, this is the reason people are tuning in tomorrow. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, The Rock is going to have some sort of involvement. Otherwise, they wouldn't be putting him into the mix like this. But I don't know. Who do you think is going to go over?
I don't know. I think it depends on how The Rock gets put into the mix as such, whether he actually gets entered into the match, because it's looking more and more likely as if he's actually going to be wrestling a proper match again. Say he's thrown in and they make it a three-way, which I think is unlikely, but, you know, there's always a possibility, then it all depends on what's been offered, really, doesn't it? What amount of money he's been offered to do stuff. You know, I know it sounds sad, but that is the fact. You know, if The Rock's been offered enough cash, he'll do it, sort of thing. But I don't know. It's I think they need to get rid of, like, The Miz in terms of, like, get him on another storyline with someone else and carrying the title, but as such, keep The Rock and Cena doing their own thing. But keep that, like, the main event, if you get what I mean. I just think he's kind of killed the whole storyline in terms of what it had in with the title. But I don't know, it's going to be a mixed, like, show as such. I mean, who do you think is going to go over?
Well, it depends. Like you said, it depends on what The Rock actually does in this match, but or if anything. But everybody that's been watching the past several weeks has realized that The Miz has been constantly going over on Raw by getting the better of Cena. So, I don't know. I just have that feeling that Cena's going to get over. I mean, he's been taking a beating from The Miz week in and week out. I see Cena getting some sort of revenge. But having said that, who knows what The Rock's going to do? I don't know. So, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, it's going to be a good Mania. There's no doubt about it. But it's just how strong the matches are going to be. So, Kyle, why don't you link your website and tell us what Mania coverage you've got? Because I think you're going to be doing a report on the show, if I'm correct, are you?
Yes, that's correct. INeedWrestling.com. Also on Twitter. Right now, we have a lot of videos up of interviews of from wrestlers such as The Rock, Wade Barrett, and all that, all the media coverage from Fan Access. We will have a live report on the website for those of you that you either just want to follow along or are not watching the pay-per-view itself on TV, etc. So we got a lot of stuff. Check it out.
Yeah, it's a good website, I tell you, and I'm not just saying that. But, I mean, Kyle, have you seen, moving on a little bit from the whole WWE thing, have you watched any of the ROH shows this afternoon? There was one this afternoon and one yesterday evening. I don't know if you saw either of them. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I caught the one yesterday. I did not catch the one today. I've been a little busy, but it was, in my opinion, yesterday was, if you were a wrestling fan and not a sports entertainer or entertainment fan, it was an incredible show to watch. It was strictly wrestling. You had matches that were 20 to 25 minutes long. It was entertaining for me.
Yeah, I've not actually managed to catch either show. I'm going to probably buy the replay or the DVD whenever they get released. A friend has watched both of them, and just to... he said both shows were really good, and he managed to sort of like plug his TV into the PC in terms of his PC into the TV and still get good quality. Because that's one question I'd like to ask you, Kyle. What is your opinion on iPay-per-view and Reggie, if you're still on the line? I believe you are. What's your thoughts on it? Carl, if you want to go first.
Well, it's no secret they've had quite a bit of, or quite a few issues with it. I didn't seem to have a problem yesterday, but I know a few people that did, at least from responses I saw on Twitter and et cetera. There's a few kinks that need to be worked out, but it's a good thing in my opinion. It's easy access and a lot cheaper than ordering a WWE pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is cheaper than ordering a pay-per-view, but I don't know how much it actually costs to put on in terms of production. Reggie, are you there?
Yes, I didn't buy the pay-per-view yesterday, but what I'm checking out, what I have seen so far, it was a good pay-per-view.
Yeah, and have you got the results from this afternoon's show?
I'm on a website now looking for the results. Yes.
Do you want to go through them briefly, and then, Carl, I'll let you go, because I don't know if you've got what you're up to this afternoon or this evening. But we kind of rushed you to get you on. But if you've got time, just hang on 5 minutes, and we'll go through the results and what your opinions on them are.
Yeah, I got a little bit of time yet.
Okay. If you want to... Virginia?
Yes, I'm trying to wait for the page to load.
Right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if you...
Here it is.
Let me.
I got the results so far.
Okay.
The Claudio Castagnoli defeats Kyle O'Reilly after a spin kick bicycle combination. The match length was 9 minutes and 17 seconds. I'm not
right.
Going over the whole promos and stuff. I'm just going
No,
matches.
Don't bother.
Okay. Paul Cabana defeats Dave Tell with a roll-up. The match was 6 minutes, 34 seconds long. Tommaso Ciampa defeats Homicide with a Northern Light suplex. The match length of... That match was 9 minutes and 48 seconds long. Christopher Daniels defeats Michael Elgin with the best moonsault ever. That match was 10 minutes and 21 seconds long. And we see the Shimmer Tag Team match. Daisy Hayes defeats Hiroyo Matsumoto with a bridging tiger suplex. The match length of that match was 7 minutes and 32 seconds long. Jay
okay.
Brisk. That wasn't. Hello?
Yeah, continue with them. Sorry. Sorry, I thought
okay.
That was you finished.
Oh, okay. The match between Jay and Mark Briscoe versus the All Night Express. Jay Briscoe defeats Kenny King with the Jay Driver. That match was 14 minutes and 49 seconds long. And the SoCal Showdown 2 rematch. Roderick Strong with Truth Martini versus El Generico. El Generico defeats Roderick Strong with a brain buster. Match length 16 minutes, 12 seconds long. Those are the results I've seen so far from the show.
Yeah, Carl, I wanted to ask you just quickly before we let you go here. Are you currently a subscriber to the like HDNet channels? I'm not too sure how they actually work, because TV over here in Britain is completely different to what it is out in America and the States. And what is the show? Is the show good weekly? Because I miss it in and out. If you just want to quickly tell me if you are or not.
Yeah, I do. I do watch the show weekly on. They have it on Mondays here in the States. What was I gonna say? It hasn't been on the last couple weeks though. It's been overshadowed by the NCAA tournament here in the States. But it's the production quality of it is pretty poor. But the show is about wrestling. They don't run a lot of angles like you see in TNA and WWE. I mean, the last couple weeks and on those two programs or those two companies, you haven't seen a whole lot of wrestling. It's been a lot of angles and storylines, et cetera, like a soap opera. As for the weekly show for Ring of Honor, there's a lot of wrestling. If you're into actually watching matches and watching the psychology and the story full unfold, it is an excellent thing. It's excellent to watch.
Right, and I do catch it when I can. Obviously, I'm not going to say how because that would probably get me in some trouble here. But where are you going, like in terms of the future? Because their deal has run out. A few guys have been saying on Twitter that things are looking bright for the future. But what channel would you like to see it end up on, realistically?
It's tough to say which channel, but it would be nice to see. I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard of Lucha Libre at USA. I don't know.
I have. Yeah, on MTV2.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't know. That show is what it is, but it'd be nice to see something like ROH on MTV or something, or some sort of cable channel similar to like Spike in USA. It would be nice to see them get a chance to show what they really have. They really haven't had a chance on ROH, HDNet, excuse me. They really haven't had a chance there because in the States, only about half the country gets that channel, if that. So, I mean, it's not very popular. Nobody knows about it. So it would be nice to see them given a fair chance. And like you said, their deal is out, I believe, this week. This coming Monday is their final show, although supposedly they're going to be doing a live show on it at some time. But hopefully they get another chance. I heard they're shopping it around to new channels. Doesn't mean it'll get picked up. Doesn't mean it won't. We'll see. Hopefully.
Yeah, it's just going to be tough, I think. I mean, Reggie, do you have any opinions on where they should go? Realistically, obviously, we'd like them on main channels, but that's not likely to happen just yet.
Realistically, I think Spike TV should kick TNA to the curb and bring ROH in if they want. If Spike TV, because that can help Spike TV. Hey, we can make Ring of Honor our number one show on Spike. You know, and it will deliver, and the fans will love the show. That's my honest opinion.
Yeah, I can see the working. Sorry, go ahead, Carl.
I was just going to say sorry. I just want to say not that I disagree with him or anything, but unfortunately, TNA is the number one and number two show on Spike TV. It swaps with UFC's Ultimate Fighter, but I unfortunately don't see that going anywhere, having said that, but I definitely agree with it would be nice to see ROH on a channel like that and to see it given an opportunity like TNA has and all that.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're Kyle, I'm going to let you go now if that's okay with you.
I'd love
to have you back on the show if you're willing to come back on. This has been a complete mess in my terms, but if you would like to come back on, let me know. I'm more than happy. It's been an honor to have you on the show.
Definitely. I appreciate you giving me the invite. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, plug the website once more.
All right. Ineedwrestling.com, just how it sounds. Check it out. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. It was really helpful having your opinion. All right. Bye.
Bye.
That was Kyle there from ineedwrestling.com. Rajesh, do you want to cut to a commercial break and then we'll come back and do some talk on technology?
Okay.
Is that cool with you?
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back in a moment.
Finally!
Live Sunday, April 3rd, only on pay-per-view.
Stand there and shut up, because I've got a lot to say.
I am Bobby and Heenan. Get it straight.
We're here making television history right now.
For the first time ever released on DVD, the unprecedented collection of one of the greatest managers of all time in Bobby the Brain Heenan.
You know, I'm the kind of a man that doesn't like to be made a fool of. You listen to me, you go to the top.
From his dynamic relationship with Gorilla Monsoon.
Will you stop? Just wait a minute. We're on the air here.
What is this, a joke?
Yes, I know exactly what's going on here.
I had my dinner.
Why don't you be serious?
To Bobby's controversial time with WCW.
Someone please tell us what is going on, please.
Relive the most outlandish.
My mama told us try to catch me. There's a whole monster.
Witty.
Well, in Beverly Hills, I happen to know that my mailman right there is Hunchback. I'm just carrying my mail.
And unforgettable moments that has shaped the Brain's illustrious career. Bobby the Brain Heenan. Available.
We're out of time.
Hello, are we back? Hello?
Hi, are you okay there, Reggie? Yeah?
Yes.
Right, I think it's time we talk some technology / gaming. Okay. Reggie, you're the one that sort of came up with the idea to do this on this show. Why don't you start us off with the... I'm a big fan of gaming. I have my PS3, I play it all the time. I'm a big fan of shoot 'em up. You know, Call of Duty. I'm on quite a few wrestling games, as you most likely imagine. SmackDown versus Raw. The TNA game sucks. Although I do own that, I've been meaning to sell that on eBay quite recently. I also am quite a big technology fan. I own both a Apple device and a Android phone. Reggie, why don't you tell people what you've got in terms of gadgets and gaming consoles, devices?
I wanted to start off with the new Nintendo DS.
Yeah, the 3D one.
Yes, the 3DS is Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah, have you played on one of these yet? They've got mixed reviews from what I've seen.
Yep. I heard that...
You haven't played?
I heard that they don't really like the device that much. I don't know why they don't.
I'll tell you, my brother's, one of his friends actually at his school has got one of these, and he said it's good, but it doesn't. The 3D isn't as such in depth. It doesn't really pop out at you. You have to bring the screen right up into your face in order to see the things pop out at you. But apart from that, he said it wasn't anything fantastic. He wouldn't be running out to go and buy one, if you know what I mean. I think the games, in terms of like what games they've got available, you've got the new Rayman game, and there's a few others, I think. They're actually planning... I don't know if you own a iPhone or an iPod Touch or an Android. Have you ever played the game Angry Birds?
No, I didn't get the chance to. I never got the chance to yet.
It's just a very addictive game where you sort of fire the birds into bricks as such, and you've got to destroy them all. It becomes very addictive. It's a good fun game, but I heard they're actually planning to release a 3D version of the game, which would be pretty cool. But I think in terms of price, you'd have to charge like around $20, £15, unless you added something else into the game, because it does become boring after a while. But it's very good value for money, considering you only pay like 59p99 cents to buy / download the game. But if they're going to plan to release this on a 3D device, do you charge a fortune, or do you bring it to the downloadable markets? I mean, I don't know what your opinion is, because the game doesn't really have much depth into it. It's just doing the same thing over, but it getting slightly tougher and tougher, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I get exactly what you're saying.
What other news have we got in terms of technology? I haven't actually really looked this week in terms of it, but I know you have got a few stories at the moment. What else have we got?
I heard they're coming out with an Xbox 720 in 2013.
See, that rumor's been going around for ages. There's multiple different stories about the 720. I don't think it's going to happen. It sounds stupid. It's probably been an idea. There's probably plans for a new Xbox, but whether it's called a 720, if that's true or not, I'm spectacle, let's say that. I've got a website up here at the moment, and it's actually telling me that the iPhone 5, which is rumored to be launching in June, July, because Apple have called a press conference, and most of the time they release a new iPhone every year in the time period that they're doing so. But the website I'm on is saying that iPhone 5 is to have an 8 megapixel sensor, and that's coming from a Sony executive. That would be strange, I think, actually, but it'd be probably quite a cool feature. I mean, what else have you got in terms of other main stories? I don't know where we want to go with this in terms of whether you want to do stories or reviews, or you want tech news. Cause, so why don't you let us know in the chat room? But whilst you do that, Reggie, won't you, have you got anything else there for us?
No, but I have to say this, though. I've been speaking to someone. They're trying to get a third host on this show. You know, I've told you about it. And that person knows a whole lot about video games, more than I do.
And will he be coming on the show? Is that?
He told me he's going to try to come on the show and 3 or 4 weeks, I guess. He could be coming on
there
soon.
I'll tell you what, why don't we leave this segment out then for a couple of weeks and just stick with wrestling, and then when he comes on, we do it more often, if that sounds good to you guys in the chat room.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting a few yeses in there. I'm gonna do a few more gaming stuff in terms of iPhone gaming, and because I'm a fairly big gamer in terms of iPhone stuff. Here we've got, do you know, there's a game called Doodle Jump, and it's basically, it's a very simple jumping from pad to pad game, but it gets more and more harder as you go up, and there's cracks and twists and turns, if you get what I mean. Basically, the excuse me, game has been updated with multiplayer features, which I've tested myself, excuse me. And they're very good, actually. The game is it's quite a addition to the game, and it does make it feel like more better value for money, especially with the customizable themes. It's very basic multiplayer option. You can only stick with the one theme as such, because Doodle Jump basically, on the single player game, is allows you to use different backgrounds and different themes, so you can have like the rainforest or a snowy theme or an Easter bunny theme. I know they've released one for, do you know the movie Hop, the one about the rabbit that plays the drums or something? There's actually a special edition out for that movie, into a tie-in with that movie. But the multiplayer only allows you to do their simple background at the moment. Reggie, do you have a Kindle Kindle e-reader or anything like that, like the Sony version.
Can you repeat that again?
Do you know the Amazon Kindle, the book reader, the e-reader? You can put like PDFs and special books on from Amazon.com and certain other websites. Have you seen one of that? Have you tried one out, or have you been? Have you even? There's a few different versions out. There's a Sony e-reader which also features the option to listen to music and a few other smaller features. I don't know what you think about that. Have you been on one?
No, I don't own one. I wish I did.
Oh, you don't own one? Okay. Have you got any gaming news, really, other than that? Or is that all we have for the now?
That's all we have for now.
Right, okay. I'm looking also, before we cut to another break here, we have Resistance 3 multiplayer gameplay leaked from the company. Whether it's official or not, it does look very good, and they've changed all the settings around in terms of how the game is laid out, where you change your weapon and mess around with the settings. And the footage looks fairly realistic to me, though, but I'm not sure. But apart from that, yeah, we'll be back in a minute after this, yeah, Reggie?
All right.
Stand there and shut up, because I've got a lot to say.
I am Bobby the Brain Heenan. Get it straight.
We're here making television history right now.
Now, for the first time ever released on DVD, the unprecedented collection of one of the greatest managers of all time in Bobby the Brain Heenan.
You know, I'm the kind of a man that doesn't like to be made a fool of. You listen to me, you go to the top.
From his dynamic relationship with Gorilla Monsoon.
Will you stop? Just wait a minute. We're on the air here.
What was this, a joke?
Yes, I know exactly what's going on here.
I had my dinner.
Why don't you be serious?
To Bobby's controversial time with WCW.
Someone please tell us what is going on, please.
Relive the most outlandish.
I'm going to tell them to try to catch me. There's a whole bunch.
Witty.
Well, in Beverly Hills, I happen to know that my mailman right there is Hunchback and just carrying my mail.
And unforgettable moments that has shaped the Brain's illustrious career. Bobby the Brain Heenan, available now.
Finally, The Rock has come back to WrestleMania, the most electrifying man in all of entertainment. Hosting the most electrifying event in all of entertainment.
WrestleMania, live Sunday, April 3rd, only on pay-per-view.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is the final sort of segment we've got for tonight. Reggie, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
I think we do the announcement for this week's interview. Do you want to go ahead with it? You know who the guy coming on the show is. So you take it away.
Yes, okay. Next week, we will be having CZW owner DJ Hyde on the show. He will be joining us.
We will be having him live, just to let you know.
Live on the show.
Yeah, we're going to give you guys the chance to either email your questions into us or phone up and actually have a word-to-word conversation with DJ. I'm really looking forward to the interview. I don't know about you, DJ, but I've got a hell of a lot of questions to ask him. He's recently got back from Japan, where he's been wrestling for BJW. CZW have got plans for the UK, which is fairly big because we don't really get deathmatch wrestling over here. So I've got a lot of questions to ask him about that. We want your feedback, though, on who you guys want on the show, and if you've got any questions to ask DJ, if you can't phone in. Of course, we really would like you to phone in if you can. Why don't you first off advertise our Facebook then, Reggie?
We're on Facebook at just put in Aftershock Radio in the Facebook search option.
Yeah, we've
page is called the Aftershock Pro Wrestling Talk Show.
And yeah, we're gonna keep you guys updated there on with all the information on our latest guests, chances to phone in, prizes, etc. I mean, what else have we got to plug, Reggie? I mean, you let's just discuss CZW, actually. What's your opinions on the company? Because people always associate it with people getting hurt, unprofessional wrestlers that don't know what they're doing. But
that doesn't really happen in CZW. That happened in other companies, or the other company, as we shall say.
Reggie, I'm going to interrupt you. Hang on. I think, to be fair, it did happen when Zandig owned it. You know, he doesn't anymore. Let's say that it did have a bad reputation for having only death matches on the card. They put on fairly poor shows. It was overall not the best company in the world, really. I don't want people to go away saying, oh, so-and-so said this and so-and-so said that. I think the company wasn't great in the greatest position when it started. Now, where
can
it
I,
is...
Can
is,
I say
it's
something?
In a...
May I interrupt?
Yep, go for it.
Okay. All right. CZW was really great back in the day, in the late 90s and the early 2000s, because that was when CZW was in its peak, really, when Zandig owned the company. They had great shows, had great matches, had great main events. Yeah, it was hardcore matches, but people never really got seriously injured. We haven't had people that died. No, they haven't had people that died. They were a great product back then, and they still are now, even though they toned it down a bit. They are still the same.
But I'm gonna disagree with you there, actually. I'm going to say it wasn't the best of companies. You see, they've had some really... He created really stupid stories that were unprofessionally done, and they made the company look bad. You know, you had the hanging. Did you see the hanging incident where they hung? I'm a Catholic, right? And it's just, I'm not strong. I'm not really really religious. I'm just gonna say that I'm Catholic. But it's just a disgusting angle. You didn't need to do it. It was things like that that put me off a company. And I personally think that to start with, the company was not in a great position, and it has gained a bad name from Zandig owning it.
How about, may I say this? I hope you don't have, I hope you won't mind me saying this, but what did you think about IWA Mid-South? That was an even worse company than CZW was, in my opinion.
That is true. But that was only, I wouldn't say it's the worst company. I'd say it's owned by it was just owned by a horrible person. It was owned by a guy that didn't know what he was doing with it. He was very arrogant. He's most likely listening to this. I hope he is.
Okay.
If he is listening, phone in. I don't really care. I'm up for an argument. But you know, if he wants to come, he's been on. I'm not going to give him the name of the guy that owns IWA. You guys can find out for yourselves.
Yeah, we know who he is, everybody.
We don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt here.
No,
of getting the chance to plug anything of his on the show other than the company. He's just very arrogant, very rude. He's always right. He appeared on certain other talk shows and be very rude to the like owners of the shows or the hosts. I mean, I don't know what your opinion on him is myself, Reggie, but why don't you go and take it away?
I just want to ask you one more question before we end this. What do you think about New Jack, in your opinion?
I've only really come into indie wrestling in the last like sort of 3 years. I haven't really focused on much of his work, so I couldn't really. Do you want to give me a brief background on what he's done? Is there some controversial story on him?
Controversial, but he tells the truth about it. When people ask him about wrestling, I just put it this way. He won't sugarcoat it, and he'll tell you the truth. He was in the Gangsters in ECW with Mustafa.
Briefly. I know of him, but I've only really recently come into like indie wrestling and other federations apart from the WWF and such, because I didn't have great TV package when I was younger, when the Attitude Era was on and ECW was broadcast over here. It wasn't the best coverage, but I'm not really going to answer that. I'm not sure, but it's difficult. The guy that owns IWA is now trying to sell it. He's trying to sell the company, and I just don't think he's going the right way about it. I mean, I don't know what maybe we should ask DJ what his opinions on it is.
Opinions on it, I would say. Yeah.
I think we all do.
I would purchase it for probably about $800, and that's only the video library. Even though, how am I going to purchase it? Because Smart Mark Video owns it, but I would purchase the library only because you have CM Punk, Samoa Joe, Brian Danielson, Chris Hero, and Colt Cabana, and the rest of the indie guys. The latest stuff.
Most of it is just people hitting each other over the head with random crap he's found in his garden. You know, most of it isn't actually. It's not mostly indie wrestling. It's more just hardcore indie wrestling. It's not even good. good wrestling action. I would probably purchase it for about $100 if I really was that interested in it, which I'm not. So I don't know. It's a difficult one. He's selling up everything, as far as I know, isn't he?
Yeah, he's selling sound system, the popcorn maker, pizza oven, everything.
Oh, he's selling the popcorn maker. I might buy that from him. How much is he wanting for that?
Who will buy a pizza maker by you know who? I don't. As last I heard, he has hepatitis C. I don't think I want anything from him, really. I wouldn't buy anything but the video.
I might look elsewhere then for my popcorn oven and pizza truck. You know, it's. But because he's had the other deal with Mickey Knuckles, hasn't he? And it's just not. It's not been. Good, has it really? I did try contacting her to get her on the show, but her email address decided not to send anything to her. I got an email straight back saying your email has not been sent. So whether she's completely blanking the public eye, she did appear on the talk show a few weeks back, didn't she? Where Ian, oops, I said his name, the owner of IWA was on it and basically said some stuff about him and how he mistreated her and had an affair with her. But I think let's close the show, Reggie. I think it's become a long night. What have you got anything to say before we go?
I hope you guys check it out and check this show out, because this show is going to be very entertaining. Like I said first, this show is going to be giving spotlight to indie wrestlers. That's why we started the show, because they were very underrated and we want them to get the same kind of respect.
I want to say, though, we're not going to just, because we're saying indie wrestling straight away, don't think that we're not going to cover WWE TNA. We are going to cover it. As you heard, I'm going to try and get other guys on, like Kyle, who was really useful tonight. And I want to plug I Need Wrestling again before we go. But we are going to cover indie wrestling a lot. It's tonight hasn't been the greatest of startup shows. I've been my skills on the editing of the show have probably not been the best. I do want to apologize for that and how I've handled the show, but I can't do anything better. I can only get better from here on. Reggie, let's do some plugs quickly just before we go. First off, Kyle's website again, www.ineedwrestling.com. Really good website, gives you your news, your reviews on DVDs, and spoilers and the latest show reports. As you heard, he'll be doing great Kyle and the team will be doing good coverage of WrestleMania 27, which goes down live tomorrow night on pay-per-view. It's 4-hour spectacular. If you want to hear the interview with the IWA owner, I believe it's And the Bell Rings podcast. Just search And the Bell Rings blog for you.
Yeah, that's
And I also like to plug Total Wrestling Show, another good radio show that I am friends with the guys who run. Just search Total Wrestling Show or head to totalwrestlingshow.co.uk. NXOstreams.net. That's NXOstreams.net is another good website if you are looking to watch WrestleMania tomorrow night or any of your shows if you can't access them in your country. Like I can't get TNA Live or TNA in on the Thursday night. Yes, I do hear you laughing, Reggie, so I'm just going to ignore you.
Am I laughing? I wasn't.
Yeah, you're laughing at my TNA, wanting to watch TNA.
No.
If you want to head over there. Apart from that, please do tune in to shopradio.tk. It can only get better from here. DJ Hyde into next week. Send your questions on the Facebook group and seanwolford@live.co.uk. Reggie, do you have anything to say before we go?
I just want to tell you guys, thank you for listening, and I promise you, this show will be taken to the top. This show will be the top show on the internet. I promise you and guarantee. So stick
All
around.
Right, then. Yeah, do. Next week we should be back at the same time. We'll keep you informed on the Facebook group, as said. We've got big things coming up. Thanks for listening. This has been Sean and Reggie. Good night.
Good night.
I used to feel down, but I hit the ground running. The ground running makes me